From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Does the United States torture people suspected of terrorism? It depends on who you ask. Right now, two branches of the federal government are fighting over waterboarding. That debate centers around whether the simulated drowning technique crosses moral and legal lines. The U.S. Congress passed a bill that would ban waterboarding, but it didn't go so far as to call it torture. That bill is headed to the president's desk, and the president says he will veto it. For more, we have Christopher Bracey. He's a professor of law and of African and African-American studies at Washington University in St. Louis. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So the Senate passed the bill this week. What's the most recent news with waterboarding?
I think there are really two things going on here. First, there seems to be some growing sense of satisfaction among Democrats for having taken a stand against the apparent lawlessness, or at least alleged lawlessness, of the Bush administration. But the second thing is, I think a lot of people are waiting for the shoe to drop, the other shoe to drop.
Now, Senator John McCain was a victim of torture in Vietnam. He has made a lot of overtures towards the administration, very plain ones, saying it's not acceptable to torture, but he voted against this ban. How does he defend that move?
Yeah, it's a peculiar thing. What John McCain has said was that his vote was consistent with his early view that we ought not be limiting the military options available, and that those options ought not be constrained, and that using enhanced interrogation techniques are something that is useful to the military. But that, of course, contradicts what he has been saying on the campaign trail all along, which is that he's opposed to torture and opposed to these sorts of things. So there's a real inconsistency there, but John McCain seems to think that there is some way to reconcile his position.
So here's the huge question. Is waterboarding legal? What do you think?
Well, you know, that's a great question. You know, if you sort of go back and look at the history of waterboarding, at least in America, with respect to prosecutions and laws that have been passed, you get the growing sense that that it is unlawful, that it is illegal, that it's a violation of the U.N. Declaration of Human Rights, it's a violation of the U.N. Convention Against Torture, it's a violation of the United States Detainees Torture Act of 2005. The CIA has said that it has not used it since 2003. It prohibited the use in 2006, and so on and so forth. So you would think that there seems to be some consensus growing that it is unlawful, and yet the Attorney General has yet to define waterboarding as torture and illegal.
So why is it so hard to determine whether it's torture or not?
Well, you know, a lot of this has to do with interpretation of law and legal provisions, but it also has to do with the exigencies of war and what the military options are, and whether we want to feel as though we're constraining those options based upon some rule or some sort of moral obligation not to engage in certain enhanced interrogation techniques. I think ultimately this is a political question. It's certainly a divisive one, but if you look at just the law on the question, there seems to be a very clear indication that it is unlawful.
How has the United States structured when waterboarding is appropriate? How has that come up in the debate?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, if you go back to, say, 1947, you know, waterboarding was illegal, and you couldn't do it. We prosecuted a guy by the name of Yukio Asano and sentenced him to 15 years hard labor, Japanese war criminal, a war figure. But in the United States, there were, at least in the modern era, we're talking about, you know, sort of post-September 11th, there have always been some sort of guidelines on how we're going to be doing it and when we're going to be doing it. There seems to be an operating manual about the different kinds of waterboarding, the different stages of waterboarding that occur. And yet, despite all of this information and knowledge out there among the people who are using this enhanced interrogation technique, there is still yet to be a clear definition of what constitutes waterboarding and when it crosses the line. And so we haven't done that, and we specifically avoided doing that.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Christopher Bracey, a professor of law and African-American studies at Washington University in St. Louis. He also blogs at blackprof.com.